from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Tazzy, guess what?
Get the sound effects ready.
Oh, gosh, I don't have them ready, but look, I can.
We're centenarians.
Centenarians?
Centurions?
Centurions?
Centurions.
We've done 100 shows!
Hey!
Which means if this is the first podcast you're listening to, you're lucky thing, you've got 99 to go back on.
About 12 of them are worth listening to and 80-something are all right. They're all right.
Yeah, a bit of fun. What have we learned in the last 100 shows, Tazzy?
I have learnt that about you, I've learnt that you are a way bigger perfectionist than I ever thought was possible.
Nah. Only with radio, with absolutely nothing else in my life, am I a perfectionist.
You're very loose with everything else.
Yeah, like my room is not tidy.
Can we use this as a special announcement?
Oh, what are we announcing?
Because of your life thing that's happened recently.
Oh, yeah, bought a house, bruh.
Well done.
Oh,
super proud of you.
Thanks. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You just bought a freaking house.
Yeah. Ooh, I know. I've got a lot of debt headed my way.
You're a mogul. You're a property mogul now.
I'm not yet a mogul. I've got to buy another house to become a mogul.
Okay.
I think you've got to have at least two.
What's the first thing you're going to do once you're in? What's that first job that you're like, oh, I can't wait to change the light switches, or I can't wait to paint that? Or
we're putting a patio in.
Ooh.
Like a pergola.
Yeah.
So that'll be the first change that we make
and
to place.
Like a spa or something out the back?
Oh, I'd love a spa. But I just have to get a little bit more money first.
Okay.
My partner wants a sauna.
Because my sister, when they bought places, they were like, oh, we're just going to change all the light fittings. Like, we're going to do the cheap things that you feel like you've changed something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can't do that in a rental. You can't just go, yeah, I'll knock that wall out.
Yeah. I'm excited. My mum's coming over in June, so mum and dad. And so she's going to help me with the gardening aspect of it.
Right.
Because I want to do like
Hang on, why are your parents coming over?
Oh, they were coming over anyway.
They're not coming over. You haven't gone, hey, I bought a house. Can you help me?
No. They were already coming over. They're driving over in June. They're doing a big trip.
Really?
Yeah, from Perth to
60
Queensland.
Hours or something.
I know. So they're spending 5 days on the coast. And so then we bought the house and we were like, do you want to come stay with us? We've got room for you now.
Are they going the south or the north?
Straight through the guts.
Really?
Yeah, because they've done the north. They've done both, actually. So this is now, like,
I'd love to
do it.
They're
going to Alice Springs and Uluru and stuff.
I planned a trip across the country once.
Did you?
Yeah, I think I've told you about this. I wanted to go from Kawana Beach.
Oh, that's right.
And take sand from Kawana Beach and then go all the way to Perth, which is your hometown, to Kwinana Beach.
Kwinana, yep.
Kawana to Kwinana has just such a good ring to it. We should
do
it as a radio show.
We should. Should we walk there?
No, oh, God. Oh, it was going to be 65 hours of driving.
Yeah, it's a long way. It's like 4,000 Ks door-to-door to my parents' house. Mm.
That's how big her house is, everybody. It's only one property over. Enjoy listening to the 99 other shows and our 100th show. It's all right.
Yes.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
And it's back, baby. The Suncorp Super Netball season kicks off this weekend. And our girls, the Sunshine Coast Lightning, dare I say it, I reckon they're going to win the flag. I know
you
it's
said
early
to me,
days.
You said to me, you go, if I had just $1,000 to drop on a team, it would be the Lightning. This Sunday, April 14, it's the Lightning versus the Swifts, and we've got one of Lightning's superstars, Mahalia Cassidy, joining us on the line. G'day.
Hello, how are we?
Good, Mahalia. Does that put a lot of pressure on you, me saying that?
There's obviously a whole lot of chat, but we're in our bubble, so we're pretty excited to play this weekend, and hopefully we start off the season with a win.
Ellie's recently bought a house last week. She's just put the house on the team.
Well, I did look at the odds, and of course Sunshine Coast, gamble responsibly, but the odds say that the Sunshine Coast Lightning are paying $4.50. The Swifts, who you're taking on this weekend, are slightly ahead of you on $4.
Nah.
So this could be the grand final of 2024 this weekend. They're your stiffest competition in the eyes of the betting websites, Mahalia. Do you think that's the case? Do you think they're going to be the team to beat this season?
There you go. You've called the grand final before the round one. If you get it right, you're a pretty good future predictor.
I should probably let you know that I'm currently coming like 12th in the footy tipping competition out of 14. So
also, Mahalia's just getting ready for the first game. You know, blinkers on, whereas you're already talking grand final. Mahalia, a couple of days away from the first game, what's prep been like for the team?
It's been business as usual, really. We've had a pretty crazy start to the week and we've got a pretty good big training session tonight, and we'll have a captain's run on Saturday and we'll get ready to go on Sunday. Can't wait.
How long did you have off at the end of last season before pre-season started? What was your break like?
It was actually a pretty big break for a few of us. I reckon we would have had 3 to 4 months off. I know there was a couple of us players that had a few different things to rehab and get our bodies right for the season. So that's probably how I spent most of my off season, was repairing my broken body from last year so that I was ready to go for this year.
Thoughts on the team this season? Because you have got a few new recruits. You've got 2 Australian Diamonds coming into the side from other clubs, and you've got a very strong lineup. Do you think that it's the strongest team we've seen in a while?
Look, it's undoubtedly on paper the strongest team we've had for a while. It is really exciting, but we also have a really great youngster that's come into the team in Lisa Maimai as well, and she's put out some awesome performances this season, playing really well with Liz Watson in the midcourt. So I'm really excited for what the new ones can bring, but also what we're able to do as a team. It's super. We've got the world at our feet. We just have the potential. We now have to perform.
Absolutely.
So you've got a couple of new people in your team. How have they gelled with the Lightning crew?
Oh, it's been so easy, I guess. Like the Diamonds girls coming in, they've spent a lot of time with Steph and Cara, and Lisa's a Queensland talent, so she's grown up with a lot of us. There's a lot of Queenslanders in the team, so it's pretty, we all get along really well, so it's lovely.
That's what I like to hear. I want a State of Origin, netball State of Origin.
Yeah.
Oh, bring it on.
Agreed.
Now, Mahalia, I'm going to be the game day announcer again this year. Anything anything the team would like me to get the crowd chanting, or, you know, anything you want me saying over the mic?
I reckon you're pretty good at your job. I reckon I won't tell you what to do. I think you're doing great. I'd say keep going.
Oh, don't give me free rein. I will. Tazzy can testify.
Ellie will just start doing under the pump and giving away $1,000 cash. Like, you've got to really reel her in.
Rein me in. Absolutely. Well, I cannot wait for this season for the Lightning, Mahalia. It's going to be awesome. This Sunday afternoon, it is happening. We are going to have tickets to give away later on during the show, Sunny Coast, so keep your ear out for that. But in the meantime, all the best this weekend, sister. You're going to smash it.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you at the game.
Lightning v Swifts this Sunday, April 14, 4 o'clock at UniSC Arena. Be there or be square. Lovely to meet you over the phone, and I'll see you this weekend.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
Usually, 99% of the time, feel good, except when this happens.
He's employed as the boss,
but he wants to be the star.
Go get him, Rockstar.
Big Boss Benny has crowbarred his way onto the show once again.
Oof. They do say it's the one percenters.
The Sunny Coast needs to know what sort of people they're listening to.
As
That's
in you?
Why I'm here. No, you two.
Hello, Benny. Welcome to the studio.
You both sound real sweet and you're fun and you're laughing. We're friends. Taz is a bad bloke.
Oh, what? Yes, it's not me.
Hang on a second. Yes. What's going on?
Ha! So today, right?
Yes.
I said to Taz,
Benny, I'm always on your side.
Did you bring lunch? Mm-hmm. And he said, nah, I'm up for it, which means we'll go out for lunch together.
Right? Well, that's cute. Thanks for the invite.
I go to a meeting, out at 12:30. Knackers isn't here. Text him and I said, lunch? Question mark. He's nicked off with you and other people and gone to lunch with other colleagues without even telling me.
Oh, he didn't even send you a message and say, hey, I've got a better offer.
Bad bloke.
Taz, I'll admit to that.
That's poor form. Did you think,
yeah, that's on me.
When you got the second invitation to the big group lunch,
yes.
Did you think about Benny at all? Did he cross your mind?
I looked over to his office. He was in a rare state working.
Oh, that is a rare state.
Very rare.
Yeah,
I know.
I would have been shocked if I were you as well.
I didn't want to disrupt the 20 minutes of work that he was going to do for the day.
What I've done, though, is I've come up with a list of other things I've had in this workplace which I've compared this to, just to show you how bad this is and how much that I was offended by.
Okay.
So just there's 7 things here. This is almost as annoying, okay, yeah, as that time Ellie took us to this cafe she was raving about only to receive a free lunch and we had to pay.
Okay. I remember that. I remember that.
What? How did I get brought into this?
This is about Taz.
Yes.
Okay? Taz, this behaviour is almost as offensive as Ellie's defined eyebrows. Sorry, I can't even get this straight. Eyebrows. After she has them done, then walks around the office all day asking if she looks hot.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Okay. But they're like sharpie
Ellie,
lines.
Ellie, just hang on a second.
How is this me?
Three. This is
I feel really bad, actually.
Yeah, this is almost as sad as that supposed woman who keeps interrupting Ellie's workout to tell her how funny she is. Do you know what I mean? Do you see how serious this is, Taz?
I'm really offended. If I'm that bad, really, I apologise, Benny. I should never be misbehaving
this.
This is
almost as bad as the time Ellie missed that charity event because she was holidaying in Iceland climbing a glacier.
Which charity event was that?
Oh, it was a big
There's
one.
So many.
This is almost as annoying as when Ellie takes a 6 a.m. hair appointment, gets to work at lunch and then mopes around all afternoon complaining how tired she is. Ellie,
it is hard
this is how bad a bloke he is.
I'm so sorry, Benny. I can't believe I've misbehaved this badly.
Number six. This is almost as embarrassing as the fact that Ellie thought she was so funny that she asked people to start calling her Gags Chamber.
They just called me that of their own.
And one last
volition.
One, just so you know how upset I was. It's almost as weird as that Facebook page Ellie created for herself when she called herself an influencer.
Okay.
I don't know
See,
about
Ellie,
that.
There's so
the sort
much
of thing.
To defend no, myself on here.
Why are you defending yourself? Taz is the bad bloke here.
I'm sorry, guys. Hands
up. Do you
up.
Admit? Do you
Benny,
understand
I'm sorry,
how?
Mate.
Thank you, mate. That's all
I'll
I know.
Make it up to you, okay. I promise.
I am banning you from coming on this radio show.
Live across the sunny coast. Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM.
Is it true that you almost forgot that we were about to play our favourite game because you were fixing up your NRL fantasy team?
Correct. Well, you and I are going head-to-head in NRL fantasy this week, so I've got to be on my game. I've got to make sure I get my captain in by the time that the round kicks off.
Captain Tedesco, I hear he's going to be really good this week. All right, let's play Bandel. It's like Wordle. There's a new song to be guessed every single day. You can play this with your family. Search B-A-N-D-L-E. It's broken up into layers, today's song.
Yeah, we love this game. And if you think that you can beat us at it, just call when you know the answer. All right, we'll put you live on air. And if you beat us, you win a prize. Okay, it's as simple as that.
What we know about the songs, it was released in the year 2000. It's difficulty easy, and it has been split into four or five different layers for us.
Ooh, all right. Layer number one, strings and organ is what it's called.
I'm yet to beat Ellie. Actually, I've beaten you once.
You have.
I don't get anything
I feel like
from
it's
this.
A boy bandy type thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Ooh.
What was that at that?
Was MJ still alive in 2000? Yeah,
yeah,
he was.
Yeah,
but he wasn't making much music. All right, we'll go to the next layer. Let's have a listen.
It's not
Hit Me Baby One More Time. Britney Spears.
No.
Give me a sign.
No. 545-11919. Do you know what it is, Sunny Coast? Give us a call. Bragging rights for you if you can beat Ellie and me.
Layer number three. I played with... Britney Spears.
Yeah.
I'm saying it again.
I'm locking it in. I came up with it
first. Did I say that first? No, I said Hit Me Baby One More Time.
I came up with it first.
Did you?
Oops. I did it again. Oh, hang on.
Not that innocent.
Yeah.
Didn't realise there was a little breath of air at the end. Yeah.
Surely.
Right. What's the verbal clue? It's just whoopsie.
Ellie and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9 CFM.
Sunny Coast needs you to get involved with the show. What did you initially think was broken? And then it turned out that it wasn't. You weren't using it for ages and came back and all of a sudden, it's fixed itself.
Or even better, you got a professional in to fix it and they were like, honey, you just needed to flick that switch.
There's nothing absolutely wrong with this.
A little bit of experience there.
Because there's a story breaking over in the UK. Some police officers were left confused, thinking that their police cars were malfunctioning after hearing this.
Oh, yeah. That does sound like a whistly siren.
Yeah, they thought something's going wrong with our cars. Hang on a second. What's going on? Is somebody trying to break in? It was some sort of mockingbird crow over there has been listening to the sirens for so long that all the birds around the police station have started chirping the sirens.
Oh, I love that. Give them jobs. Instead of the little cherries on top of the police vehicles, just chuck the birds on.
The crims turn around and it's just the little bird there. Don't make another move. 545-11-919. What did you think was broken, but it actually wasn't? We could be sending you and a friend to the Sunshine Coast Lightning game this weekend.
It happened to me a couple of years ago. I had a house in Budrum and we'd moved in and it was just ahead of the Winter Olympics. And I, oh no, the actual Olympics. And I'm a big Olympics fan.
Summer Olympics.
That's the one. So I really wanted to watch it on TV and our free-to-air TV wasn't working. Mm. And so I was like, we've got to get this sorted before the Olympics kicks off. And the TV technician came out, literally said to us, hey girls, did you know that all you have to do is flick this switch in the corner, this little power on thing, and then that'll send a signal to all the TV ports in the house to work. He's like, I don't want to have to tell your landlord that, you know, they've copped a call out fee for this. Nothing was broken at all. We just hadn't flicked the switch. I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know that was a thing either.
Right. Sinead's in Noosaville. Hello, Sinead.
Hello.
This call is now being recorded.
What? Oh, the call's being
Oh, you're calling. Oh. But you're are you recording us, Sinead?
I don't know. This is the problem.
Do you think your phone's broken? Is that why you're calling?
No, yeah, but apparently I've got, well, it seems to be, that's the first time that's happened, but I haven't used this phone in a month.
Yeah.
Actually over a month. And I took it into, one of those things, took it into Telstra the other day, and she said, I said, oh, look, the phone's cracked. It's doing its own thing. It's got a mind of its own. I don't know. It might have viruses. I don't know. Like, I'm due for an upgrade. What can I do? And she goes, oh, Dale, this is actually the hard case cover. So my screen was actually not cracked and there was nothing actually wrong. So embarrassingly, I left the shop after taking my Telstra points off my phone. $4.50, I think.
That's what she charged you, $4 for that advice?
Yeah, because she used my Telstra points up just to put a new hardcover screen on. I thought it was my actual screen that was cracked.
Sinead, you might have to take it back because your phone started spouting weird stuff as we picked up your call.
Yeah, now you have audio proof that there is, in fact, something wrong with your phone. I don't know about you, Tassie. Mm. You've been here your whole life. So you've seen the Sunny Coast develop and change. And
it's crazy. You know, my family moved here in 2000. I was a wee lad. I was five or six or something. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's doubled the size since then. It feels like it. All of these areas, we were talking actually with Foz today and we were walking through the Maroochydore CBD. I went, a year ago, 2 years ago, this was a golf course.
Yeah.
And he goes, no. And yep, there was a golf course here.
Yeah, it's cool to see. And I feel like I've kind of cemented my place as a local because I moved here January of 2020, so just before COVID.
That's fine.
And so I feel like I've been here long enough to say, all right, I'm genuinely a local. But it's
I think
cool.
If you can name the beaches, you're a local. I think that should be the test.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been cool to see, though, things develop in the last 4 years that haven't, you know, that have developed since I've been here, right?
Okay.
Like Aura.
Locals don't talk about yay development, so you're not coming off as very
yay
local.
Yay development. What?
Yeah, cool. You're like, it's so good seeing all these. Whereas a proper local would go, there's too many people here. It's getting too busy. So you need to be a little more jaded. If you want to be a local, you've got to be a bit jaded.
I've got a foot in both camps. Oh, don't worry. I complain about the tourists heaps. Don't worry. That's got that. But no, Aura has been cool. It's cool to see Aura come to life and expand and become a whole new part of the Sunny Coast that didn't exist.
Yeah.
And it's just been announced today that the Aura's Farmers Market is going to be coming, which is every suburb needs a farmer's market.
Love a farmer's market.
And at the moment on the Sunny Coast, pretty much every suburb does have its own farmer's market.
My fiancée, we live around the corner here in Maroochydore, but she'll be loving farmer's market so much she'll have to go down.
Oh, absolutely.
She's not local. It's half hour away from Maroochydore, but she'll still go down for the market.
You've got to check them all out. This one's going to be opening mid-year every Saturday morning. So that's awesome. And then there's going to be a Twilight Market on the first Friday of each month.
Really mixing it up with their market time. Saturday morning.
Absolutely. You know what? Be like your Monday. Mix it up. Have a little Wednesday market thrown in.
A little crazy market midweek.
Live across the Sunny Coast. Ellie and Taz. 91.9. CFM.
That is DeJoe with end
it's
of beginning.
It's just Joe. It's just Joe with a silent D.
Why put a silent D? Silent D's are not a thing at the start of a word.
He wants us to talk about it.
Fine. You've got my attention, DeJoe. I'm still going to call you DeJoe, though. We're Ellie and Taz.
That's a bit of music passion in the music biz. That's what we call it here in radio. Music
good
passion.
Good song. Good song. Just crap. Artist name. We're Ellie and Taz. This is 91.9 CFM. We're doing it for the Marucci Surf Outlet, who are always on sale. And 99% of the time, we're happy families at this workplace. We love each other. We respect each other. We do favours for one another.
Yeah, totally.
I'll scratch your back, you'll scratch mine type of workplace.
Foss and Brooke, they'll reach out to us. We'll reach out to them. It's great.
Mm-hmm. However, that was not the case on Thursday, the 11th of April, 2024, at approximately 1:30 p.m.
That's today.
It is, correct. Earlier today. We all went to lunch, a lunch that you and I weren't actually invited to,
but we found out that
about 10 people from the office were going to work, and so we wanted to just crowbar our way into the lunch. We paid for ourselves.
She's so angry. Listen, Sunny Coast, it's funny. It's very
funny. They will know why in a hot second. Mm. So, lovely lunch. Midway through the lunch, I did have to excuse myself because I had a very important Teams meeting to attend. So, I went and sat on a park bench across from the Giddy Geisha and took my call. And I said, okay, I'll be back in a sec. I just got to go to this meeting quickly. I came back from that Teams call. And the lovely waitress at the Giddy Geisha was wiping down an extremely empty table. Everyone had left, which would have been fine had I driven myself there.
Yeah.
However,
Foz
Fozzy and Tazzy had picked me up from my house to take me to said lunch and then left without me.
So, okay, so Sunny Coast, there were 11 of us at this table. We were enjoying lunch, food was being served, and about halfway through, everybody eating their meals and going, oh, I'd love a bit of that, let me try a bit of this. You get up and leave and you're on the phone and you kind of rush out.
Mm.
And I didn't see you do that, but apparently a couple of other people did at the table and they went, oh, she had to go.
I came back after that initial phone call.
Because after you were gone for about 10 minutes, I've gone, hang on a second, where is she? Is she all right? I've gone, is Ellie here? Like, is she all right? They've gone, oh, she's had to go home. She's back at work. No. And I went, oh, okay. So then we continued on. We went home. We came back to work. I then got a phone call and you went,
you left me, you dogs, I believe were my words.
Yeah, you did.
So I had to trudge in the blistering hot sun all the way back to the Kentucky building.
You had to enjoy
on foot
beautiful tops of 26 Sunny Coast weather.
My Move rings on my Apple Watch closed. I've walked 9.5 kilometres today.
Maybe we've helped you.
No, I'm recovering from an illness. I shouldn't be exerting myself that much,
Taz. Come on, it's 100 metres. I could shout to the Giddy Geisha from here.
We want to know, Sunny Coast.
Hang on. Let's go to the phones right now. 545-11-919. Her name is Brooke. From the Big Brekkie. Thank you, Brookie. What do you have to say?
I can confirm I actually did hear Ellie say, I'll be back.
See?
Where were you, Brooke?
Then why did you also leave me, Smitty?
Well, that's a great question. In my defence, I wasn't going back to work, so I probably couldn't have taken you, but I did hear you say, I'll be back, but then it felt like you were gone for so long that I actually just forgot.
Everyone just forgot about me.
Hang on. So, Brooke, have you called in to throw yourself under the bus?
Well, kind of to say that you did actually say, I'll be back. There was no, she's gone home, or there might have been, but I didn't hear if she's gone home. It was a, I'll be back. But then I'm throwing myself under the bus by saying, I forgot about you, Ellie.
Yeah, you and the other 10 people at the lunch. So thank you. Thank you for being honest with me, Brooke. I appreciate that.
Okay.
It doesn't fix it. Well, I went back afterwards because I'd left my sunnies on the table. So I went back to the Giddy Geisha and I said, hey, did I leave my sunnies at that table? And they said, no, but someone left their edamame. Would you like that? And I was like, right. I will take the edamame as punishment. Let's go to the phones. Laura is in Yandina. Laura, who got left behind?
Well, this is actually about my husband. When he was a child, his mother has told this story a few times, when he was at daycare, she went to pick him up one afternoon and she's walked in and she's gone, where's Daniel? And they've gone, oh, he's in the cupboard. They put him in the cupboard because he was being naughty and forgot about him.
Oh, my goodness.
But if you knew him, which you do.
Yeah.
I'm not really surprised.
Yeah, he's a cheeky dude, old Daniel.
Yeah. And I'm also a middle child, so I get forgotten a lot as well.
Yes. It's a middle child thing, isn't it? I feel your sister.
It is. Yeah. And I actually work with my mum now, so I like to remind her quite often.
I love that the early childhood educators went, oh, we've forgotten about him in the cupboard. I'm sure they've had a lovely afternoon while he was in there.
How long was he in there for all up?
I don't know.
Yeah,
but long enough for him to forget.
Love
Imagine
that.
If that happened now.
I know, right?
Oh, it'd be national news if it happened now. Love it, Laura.
Laura, I am sick. I'm coughing now.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go down the line now to Mia. Welcome to the show, Mia. Are you the leaver or the leavee?
I've left somebody behind.
We call that in this business a Taz.
No. Hey, and Lockie, Brooke, Foz. Like, there was 10 of us.
They're not here. You're copping the blame. Mia, who'd you leave behind?
My child.
Ooh. How old was said child at the time?
Six.
Oh, and where did you leave them?
At home.
All right, run us through the story.
See you, Billy. I'm heading out.
I had a daughter at school at the time, and I'd had phone calls saying that she was feeling well. Previously, before she'd gone to school, she'd told me, I was like, yeah, nah, you'll be fine. And I got a phone call, my son was asleep, and I didn't even realise that he was there. And I got 5 minutes down the road and realised, crap, left my child at home. I ran back and he was still sound asleep.
Oh, then no harm done. He didn't even know. I got left behind as a child.
In the moment and had a sick child, just went to get her.
Yeah,
completely forgot about the other.
It was your motherly instincts taking over
that
made you forget about the motherly instincts that you needed at home.
The peace and quiet, I think, to the phone call just didn't help the situation.
Oh, Mia, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but hey,
worst feeling ever, but he was okay.
Exactly. He's fine.
Hey, Mia, it's all worth it as well because you and a friend are going to the Lightning versus the Swifts game this weekend. Well done.
Legend, thank you.
Should that friend be the son that you left behind as penance?
Unfortunately, it's my birthday tomorrow, so no, they're at the grandparents for the weekend.
Ah, fair enough. I love that. You've shipped off your kids because it's your birthday.
Well, 30. How can you not?
Oh, happy 30th, Mia.
Dirty 30.
Yeah.
Have the best day, and I'll see you at the Lightning on Sunday.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sunshine Coast Lightning. Become a member today. SunshineCoastLightning.com.au.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9.
Can't touch this. Stop. Tidbit time.
Alrighty, time to get away. Any information we haven't yet gotten away. And good news, the upgrade of the Bruce Highway between the Sunny Coast and Brisbane is officially complete. That Caboolture Bribie Island Road and Steve Irwin Way connection.
Okay, you say you're a local and you moved to the Sunny Coast 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Was that being worked on 4 years ago?
That part wasn't, but the Mooloolabah upgrade, remember that?
Yeah, in front of Aussie World and stuff.
That felt like it took forever.
I used to drive to Gympie back in 2015, 2016. I first started in radio. I was doing the Gympie drive every day. Mm-hmm. They were redoing that when I was driving it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, useful. We need it to be redone, but the actual redoing of it, God, it's annoying for motorists.
I could get all talkback radio here about the Bruce. Oh. I'm not gonna.
Could you?
Oh, I could. I think it needs to be double lanes all the way up. As soon as you pass Gympie, it's one lane. You drove it the other day into Agnes Waters.
Yeah.
That's our main highway. Anyway, talk back radio.
We just need a train.
Play some music.
We just need the bloody train here already. Anyway, back to CFM's regular programming. Beyonce, Texas Hold'em. So sorry that we got aggressive about roadworks.
Didn't
just
know
then.
That rant was there.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.